House is beating the Senate 5-0 in the race to pass next year's appropriations bills. The top-line spending amounts for federal agencies are already set, but even so, Congress is not exactly sprinting to finalize the budgets. The clock is ticking, though, and September 30th is only about 3 months away. David Hawkins, senior editor of Roll Call, joins us now to talk about where Congress stands in the appropriations process as of today. Hi, David. Thanks for coming back on with us.
Thanks for having me on, Jared.
So, the Senate obviously being the more deliberative body, as we're always told. I don't know how unusual it is for them to be 5 appropriation bills behind. Is this par for the course, or should we be concerned that there's no movement on that side of the Hill?
Yes and yes. The answer is yes to both of those questions. It is par for the course. It's actually been several years since the Senate passed a standalone appropriations bill, one of the 12 bills that are, in theory, as listeners may know, it's supposed to be 12 different bills to fund all the discretionary programs of the government. More often than not, in the last 10 years, it's been government in which those bills have been crammed together into things that get names like minibus or omnibus or catch-all. And so it's been a long time since the Senate had its own bill, even one of its own bills. But this year looked like it had the potential to be different for a while. There's the new chairwoman of the Appropriations Committee in the Senate, Maryland's Barbara Mikulski, had actually extracted a promise from Majority Leader Harry Reid to spend 2 weeks in June and 2 weeks in July debating spending bills. Those 2 weeks in June were devoted to a bunch of wheel spinning on a combination of 3 different bills that never really get out of the starting gate. And there is no indication how, if at all, Senator Mikulski is going to use her 2 weeks in July. So they are totally stuck at zero, it looks like, for the foreseeable future. The House is going to run up that score you mentioned to 6-0 this week. It looks like they're going to take care of the energy, the bill that combines the Energy Department and the Army Corps of Engineers, the so-called Energy and Water Bill. That'll mean they are halfway there, 6 of the 12 bills, but looking unlikely that they will get the other 6 done by the end of the month, which is what the Republican chairman of Appropriations, Hal Rogers of Kentucky, had been promising.
I'll confess I don't watch the nuts and bolts of the appropriations process super carefully, but at the beginning of the year, it seemed like the appropriations subcommittees and the main Mikulski committee was actually getting down to brass tacks and getting their work done and moving toward putting out bills. Was that basically what was happening? And if so, what derailed that whole process?
You know, it did look like that, and I was pretty optimistic at the start of the year that this would be as close to a return to purported regular order as we'd seen in some time. The main reason for that was that the budget deal struck at the end of last year, the so-called Ryan-Murray deal, which brought last year's budget debate to a close several months late, also set the top line on spending for this year. So it looked like, well, with the top line set for this year and with the top line essentially frozen for most agencies and programs at last year, at this current year's level, it looked like it'd be pretty easy. But the ability of partisan gridlock to creep into every aspect of congressional life knows no bounds. And the Republicans in the Senate were not willing to allow these bills to pass easily without trying to attach various policy rider language up to their liking. Senator Mitch McConnell, for example, wants to attach to virtually every bill that moves language that would deny funding for the president to carry out his regulation of power plant emissions. This is super important to Mitch McConnell of Kentucky because Kentucky is coal country, and most of those emissions come from coal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just one example. Now, to make matters more complicated, tomorrow we're going to get from the White House a request for a supplemental appropriations bill. That'll be at least $2 billion, mainly or almost exclusively to take care of the crisis at the Mexican border, where there are all these unaccompanied migrant children who have been sent north from Central America in the hope of getting into the U.S. And as you may know, they are now in overcrowding shelters all along the Rio Grande.
Yep. Okay, so last thing. I mean, again, as you alluded to, it looked like both chambers kind of set themselves up for success by passing a two-year budget last year. But and I know it's in a long way between now and September, but is it looking more likely than not that we creep into fiscal year 15 with, again, a continuing resolution for at least some period of time?
It's a virtual certainty.
Virtual certainty.
A virtual certainty that a continuing resolution to cover, you know, I would say at least at most two of the 12 bills, you know, and that's a very optimistic scenario. Two of the 12 bills would get done by October 1st. Remembering that Congress comes back tonight and tomorrow for 4 weeks, then they're gone for 5 weeks from August 1st through the week after Labor Day, then back for really only 3 weeks before leaving before the fiscal year ends, the new fiscal year begins, and they leave to go campaigning. So maybe they'll do one or two bills on their own. The other 10 or 11 would be governed by a continuing resolution that would last from October 1st until after Election Day. Congress comes back for a lame duck session at Veterans Day. And the notion then is if the Democrats have retained control of the Senate, then some work will get done. In other words, if the same divided government that we have now, Democratic Senate, Republican House, is going to govern the last 2 years of the Obama administration, then they'll get really down to work and finish the budget by Christmas. But if the Republicans take the Senate, the thinking goes, the victorious Republicans will say, let's just wait on all of the rest of the budget until the new year when we have the keys to the Senate, and then we'll start negotiating.
I always forget that, you know, 3 months on the calendar that most of us live by really is not very much time on the congressional calendar.
It's the blink of an eye on the congressional calendar. Exactly right.